This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has concluded that an attack on Saudi oil facilities last week was launched from Iran. A U.S. official said on Tuesday, drone and missile attacks on a Saudi oil field on Saturday knocked out half of Saudi Arabia's oil production, nearly 6% of the world's oil supply. The CBS News Network quoted unnamed officials on Tuesday as saying that low-altitude cruise missiles were used in the attacks. NBC News said more than 20 drones and missiles were deployed. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is headed to Riyadh for discussions with Saudi Arabian officials. In a speech in Washington on Tuesday, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said, "We don't want war with anybody, but the United States is prepared." The Taliban is claiming responsibility for two deadly attacks in Afghanistan, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Taliban spokesman says one suicide bomber targeted presidential guards who were protecting Ghani and the rally in northern Parwan province, along with other members of the security forces. Ghani was unhurt in the attack, but it wasn't immediately known if any of his guards were. The second Taliban attack was at the Kabul Afghan army base. An Afghan official says over 20 died there, including at least six military personnel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israelis voted today in general elections centered on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It was a repeat election called after Netanyahu's party failed to establish a coalition government. Netanyahu faced a challenge from former military chief Benny Gantz. Polls show Tuesday's contest too close to call, with Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party tied with Gantz's centrist blue and white party. Neither was predicted to win a majority of seats in the 120-member Knesset. Netanyahu made a last-day nationalist campaign pitch on Monday, saying if he wins re-election, he'll annex all the Jewish settlements in the West Bank. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A Chinese official is headed to Washington to prepare for trade negotiations. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
An official Chinese news agency says a deputy finance minister will lead a delegation to the American capital to pave the way for the 13th round of negotiations, but has given no details of their agenda. The move follows conciliatory gestures by both sides ahead of the October talks on their fight over trade and technology, which threatens to dampen global economic growth. The two governments have both raised tariffs on billions of dollars of each other's goods, causing hardship, notably in the farming and manufacturing sectors. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Britain's Supreme Court is to decide whether Prime Minister Boris Johnson broke the law when he suspended Parliament for five weeks in the run-up to Brexit. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Was it legal for Boris Johnson to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks before Brexit? That's what Britain's Supreme Court will decide this week.
The wider political issues.
The Brexiteering Prime Minister asked the Queen to prorogue the House from last week to October 14th. Johnson argued the shutdown would give him time to introduce a new legislative agenda. But his enraged critics accuse him of silencing lawmakers and say the real reason was to prevent parliamentary scrutiny and challenges to his Brexit plans. So what happens next if the court rules against him? Anti-Brexit campaigners and lawmakers say Parliament should be recalled immediately in that case. And if judges decide he misled the Queen, then he should resign.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Federal health officials activated emergency measures to tackle the recent spate of lung illnesses blamed on electronic cigarettes. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says this action will give additional support to the agency's staff working to protect the nation from a serious health threat. Lawyers for Australian Cardinal George Pell have filed an appeal with the country's highest court to have his convictions on sexually assaulting two teenage choir boys overturned. The 78-year-old Pell was found guilty last December of molesting the two boys in 1996. While serving as Archbishop of the Melbourne Diocese, he was sentenced back in March to 6 years in prison. A Chinese-American couple has been arrested and charged with stealing scientific trade secrets from a children's hospital in Ohio. The couple worked at the Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio for 10 years, stealing proprietary research for use in personal business ventures. Dozens of migrants took part in an asylum hearing inside a tent court in Laredo, Texas. Acting Homeland Secretary Kevin McAleenan is visiting the area to tour the new facility. A day after it opened, critics have denounced the proceedings because they are closed to the public and difficult for attorneys to access. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.